5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sneaky feeling this will be the last Tech Tuesday for the year. And that means it's my last Tech Tuesday ever. That can't be right, can it? I don't know. Anyway, whatever the case, Claire Porter's here. She's sitting right in front of me. She's from techly.com.au. And given it's the last Tech Tuesday, I just thought we'd look back. We might reflect, if that's okay. Would that be all right with you?
That's absolutely fine.
On technology stuff, not on anything to do with me. But I know you've put a lot of work into this and you've come up with a series of awards, which I think is fabulous.
Thank you.
It's fantastic that we have awards. Where do you want to start?
I guess we'll start off to something close to every computer user's heart. Hacking.
Good.
Who hasn't been affected?
Yes.
Me.
You haven't really?
Not yet.
Well done.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
But this year's award for Hack of the Year goes to Sony.
Oh.
Sony, for those of you not in the know, was hacked by a group called Anonymous. Allegedly due to their upcoming broadcast of The Interview, which is a comedy film with Seth Rogen about a fictional interview with Kim Jong-un in an attempt to assassinate him.
Yes.
This has displeased members of Anonymous North Korea, and they have therefore gone on to hack Sony, revealing all sorts of embarrassing tidbits, such as employee testaments that they should stop funding Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, wow.
Also, they revealed a document of passwords labelled password, amongst others. So Sony gets the gold prize. The runner-up is eBay.
Oh.
145 million user accounts were hacked earlier in the year, and all of us with an account were forced to change our passwords. So sorry, eBay, no gold for you, but as
Silver.
We move on. Silver, second place.
Unfortunately, there is no representative from Sony or eBay here to collect their award. So
no, so we'll have to collect them on their
behalf.
Indeed,
we'll have to move on. Twitter, and I know you've been seeking contributions from people on Twitter.
I have. I've been crowdsourcing.
As to the best, that's what they call it, yes. Best coverage of an event by Twitter. I like this category.
This would sadly, unfortunately, go to the Ferguson protests. I think it's been providing a level of diversity and accountability to the PR machine that is the US-American police forces. Mm. You know, they've obviously been going to some lengths to ensure that the verdicts over the deaths of the two African Americans who were shot and or choked, despite not being armed in any way, were held to account.
Mm. So this was in Ferguson and in New York.
And, you know, in a whole bunch of areas over the states that haven't got nearly enough the coverage that it deserves. So the coverage of the Ferguson protests gets best coverage, and best parody Twitter account goes to Crikey's Department of Australia, which came about after the election of Tony Abbott to Prime Minister.
God, it was funny.
Really funny and remains to be funny.
We don't know who's behind it. What we do?
Leslie Nassar.
Okay.
Yeah. Was the one who's created that account.
Is Leslie here to accept that award?
Sadly, no.
Oh, God, I'm just detecting
you're
a theme.
You're going to have to
here.
Tweet him. You might have to actually create a Twitter account for
he
yourself.
He just texts in and says hello, doesn't he? Thank you. That's the way it works. You have to give your acceptance speech via Twitter if you win that category.
Absolutely.
Surely. Just before we move on, though, the Ferguson thing is important because that is the one thing that Twitter can really do that mainstream media can't, is fill a gap, I suppose, where it's being ignored or insufficiently reported.
Absolutely. Twitter provides reporting from the ground, so regardless of what any police department or media outlet is reporting, they're giving real-time accounts of what's happening on the ground at the various protests, right at the time that both the NYPD and Ferguson police were saying that the protests were abating. You know, Twitter stood up in outrage and said, not so much, we're still here. Stop trying to whitewash us.
Which is very important. Very important.
I mean, then it gave rise to the best hashtag, which also gets an award this year, which is Criming While White, providing a degree of accountability to the amount of crimes gotten away with by people of white coloured skin, compared to the egregious charges laid against some African-American and other ethnic groups, sort of proving that there's a huge contrast in the way that law enforcement is dealing with diversity amongst civilian populations.
Yeah, and that's the most important theme, really, to have emerged from Ferguson. It's one of the key ideas that we should take home. We've only got about a minute and a half left, so I know there are so many categories.
Yikes, we're going to have to get through this really fast.
Which ones would you like to prioritize?
Okay, worst gaffe, calling a mobile wallet ISIS. Yeah, not so much.
I missed that.
Most misleading moment on the internet this year goes to Gamergate for claiming to be about ethics in gaming journalism. It's really about misogyny and hatred of women on the internet and in gaming. Shout out to Anna Sarkazian for her amazing educational content and really blowing the whistle on the entire tech community for what it's like to be a woman in the tech community. Mm. Where security flaw goes to Heartbleed.
That's not one you want to win.
Nope. And runner-up, the wireless security cameras and baby monitors that broadcasted people's activity onto the internet because their owners didn't change their default passwords.
Jeez, that'd be me if I had one of those. Yep. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about the device of the year?
The smartwatch, all of them. None of them have been particularly good yet, but it's definitely cemented the smartwatch and wearables as the way of the future. And lastly, but not least, the Douche of the Year award goes to...
Yes.
Uber!
Oh, of course.
Uber, for those of you not in the know, suggested at an event that maybe it would be a good idea to dish up dirt on the journalist reporting on it and publish it. It also used GodView to stalk and or track celebrities and or users and or journalists that were using their services.
Horrific.
If this wasn't a tech segment, those awards would be shared between US officers Darren Wilson and Daniel Pantaleo, but it's not, so it goes to Uber instead.
Well done to Uber. And well done to you, Claire. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Claire Porter. It's our 24/7.